This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Get ready. It's time for
Operation Late Night Excitement.
Top rated late night radio.
The awesomest night of all time.
After dark.
It's late night with Hancock and Kelly.
You deserve a fun night.
On KMOX.
This isn't our normal night.
It is not our normal night.
We should be here on Mondays, usually.
Well, we had the Monday night football game on last night.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did. See the game, yes.
I didn't stay up long enough to see the Chiefs make the comeback.
Is that right? Yeah.
I gave up on them. I thought they were done.
No, it was a good game. I thought they played a very good game. And the Raiders, I don't know. The Raiders, you know, they were a pretty hyped team going into the season, and they've not shown me much.
Yeah, not so much. But, I mean, come on, it's the Chiefs. They're probably the best team in football right now.
The Bills are the best team in football, I think.
Yeah, I think you make an excellent point there.
Thank you.
What do you want to talk about? What we did tonight? Go ahead, get it out of your system.
No, I'm not. Please, I wasn't going to.
I mean, you brought in the doggone scorecard with you. I'm sure you want to tell the people how it went.
Well, it went well. We played a few frames of snooker out at the Pink Galleon, and it was a shot a little better than I'd been shooting of late. So I feel good about that. It was very rewarding. Tried out a few new approaches to the table, and pleased with the results.
You didn't have such a great time on the snooker table last week, and you informed me this evening you had some wardrobe changes.
Yeah, I had, we played kind of spur of the moment the other night, and so I didn't have my shoes on that I like.
The shoes. It's got to be the shoes.
Well, I had these ill-fitting shoes that they look nice, but they're not comfortable.
You had loafers on when you were playing and didn't play so well.
Right. And I like to have lace-up shoes because you need to have that support underneath you. And then,
you're playing pool, dude.
I didn't have
you're running the 100-meter dash.
I didn't have my my more secure underwear on either.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So
I am a boxer guy.
I am too.
Through and through. Not the boxer briefs. I don't want anything, you know, too tight on me.
No, I
like it loose.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
But you got to have, you know, when you're pear-shaped, you need to have the, you know, kind of grip to you. Otherwise, they slide down and it's very distracting.
I see what you're saying. The next thing you know, they're down around your ankles.
It's very distracting, and especially when you're bending over trying to play snooker. So
how often do you buy new underwear?
Oh, I don't know. Every couple of years, probably.
Yeah. Mine usually, like, they wear out the little part between your thighs, you know, from walking or working out gets rubbed and it starts to rip. And then
yes,
you get some new ones.
Working out does take a toll on the on the old underwear.
Yeah, but I it's not something that whenever I'm in a store, it's not like, oh, I'll swing by the underwear department and see what they have.
No, so Jan buys my underwear.
See, that's how guys are different than girls. They have a store solely for girls to go get underwear.
I'll tell you where I found a lot of my underwear.
Where's that?
When we were packing Junior up to move to Chicago.
Ooh.
And he said, Dad, can you fold this load of laundry for me? I said, sure, son. And it was full of my underwear. That he was taking with him to Chicago.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
My socks.
Really? Yeah. I could see taking your socks.
Yeah.
But your underwear, I've got a special connection.
You wash it, it's clean.
No, I understand. I have a special connection. Mine are different colors. I don't have just plain white.
All right.
So there's different colors, so I kind of like my different colors.
Yeah, well, that's how I was able to recognize mine. So
so then you knew immediately.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
Do you buy them online, or do you actually go into the store and touch them and feel
them? I think Georgianne gets them online now.
Uh-huh.
You know, back in the day, you'd go to Famous Bar or now Macy's.
We spent the whole day together almost.
We did. We spoke to, this afternoon, it was the Kirkwood de Pere Chamber of Commerce, a really great group of people.
Yeah, we were at a place called Friendship Village,
yes,
which is spectacular. That was my first time on either of their two properties.
I used to be on their board years ago.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Well, they've clearly done a lot of great things since you left.
It's a
that's a spectacular place.
It is a marvelous facility, and what they do is, you know, you pay a fee up front, and then there's a monthly rate. You have to be independent living when you move in there,
uh-huh,
and you get an apartment, or they have little townhouses as well, and you live in there, and then as you need
stepped up
rehab
services, yeah,
memory care, skilled nursing at the end of life, all of those facilities are right there on site, and you pay the same rate monthly regardless. And so their objective is to keep people as healthy and independent as for as long as possible. That's their model, and it's good for Friendship Village. It's also very good for the people, the clients that live there.
Well, when I walked on the campus today, it's the first time I'd ever been in one of their facilities. I thought to myself, it was kind of the same feeling I had when you went and looked at colleges. I was like, wow, this is a cool place. I think I could spend some time here.
Well, and then
I saw they had like a coffee shop.
Oh, yeah.
And a little place that
salon.
I could get some Swedish fish.
Yeah.
A workout facility. They had the whole thing going on.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. And grand piano strewn throughout the entire place, which is something near and dear to my heart. And
right,
the other thing, we had lunch there.
Oh, my gosh, was that awesome.
It was amazing. So we had a little fillets and chicken spadini on the plate with some potatoes
and some asparagus.
There was asparagus on there as well.
You were disappointed I didn't eat my asparagus.
Little tomato stuffed with some kind of stuffing. And
uh-huh.
But it was quite good. I mean, really good. And he said the CEO of the facility there sat at our table, and he said this is the kind of food
they serve all the time.
Yeah.
It was incredible. Well, we were there mainly to speak to the chamber, which was a collection of four or five municipalities out in West St. Louis County.
Kirkwood de Pere,
Oakland, Glendale,
maybe Sunset Hills.
Yeah, a fabulous group of folks.
Really good people
that were there doing some networking, and they were kind enough to allow Hancock and Kelly to come and give our predictions for what we think is going to happen in the upcoming election cycle. Talked a little bit about how we met each other, and really enjoyed the question and answer time that we had with them.
A lot of fun. Good group of people.
You ever belong to a chamber of commerce?
I belonged to the Chesterfield Chamber when I first started my business.
Uh-huh.
And then
I still belong to the downtown St. Louis Chamber. Because as a business person, if you want to buy healthcare and you don't have an exorbitant amount
right.
of folks
uh-huh.
to reach a certain category, they have these programs you can go through some of the chambers of commerce.
Oh, that's interesting.
That get you an opportunity to be a part of a bigger pool. So I belong to the downtown chamber.
That was a big reform that Jim Talent touted when he was in the Senate years ago, association healthcare plans.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the single outside of payroll, which, you know, we'll gladly all pay payroll as business owners,
I guess.
But come on. You know, you got to take care of the people who take care of you and make you look good.
You do.
But outside of that and taxes, I kind of lump those together.
Right.
It's healthcare. And it just is so expensive. And so it's really cool about chambers is because they're networking opportunities for people. There was a lady that was at the chamber today who had been a member. I guess she had decided to retire and move to Florida, moved there for, I'm guessing now, 3-4 years.
Yeah.
She had been gone for some period of time. And she was coming back to St. Louis. And the first thing she did before she came back here was to join the chamber. And I finally realized why that was. There was really nice fellowship amongst those folks. And it's a way to kind of spend business to each other.
A fine, fine group of people. A great event. We so thoroughly enjoyed it. Well, we've got an action-packed couple hours coming up for you folks. Our sports insider is going to join us. We're going to talk about this new restaurant concept that I find absolutely fascinating. We're going to visit about the loss of Angela Lansbury and her truly remarkable career. You see very few folks in acting that have done all of the many and varied things she's done. We visit with Sean Michael Lyle next hour, and what's trending with Braxton Payne, all that and more coming up right here on Hancock and Kelly.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We're on the 1-2.
Two for two.
It's Hancock and Kelly on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Ah, you know what that sound means. It means we go to the celebrity guest line where we are joined by our NFL insider. He joins us this evening from the windy city of Chicago. Hello, John Jr.
Michael Kelly, how's it going?
Fine, my friend. I understand you spent a little bit of time in the Big Apple.
I did. Had O'Hare to LaGuardia. Got to see New York City for the first time, actually. And you know, definitely lived up to the hype.
Yeah, how about that? It's unbelievable how big those buildings are, isn't it?
It is. It's crazy. I mean, you think Chicago's big, then you just spread that across all of Manhattan, and that's what you're dealing with.
Yeah, it's spectacular. So you got to do some other interesting things while you were up in the Big Apple.
I did, yeah. I got to see Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden, and wow. I cannot recommend that more highly.
Exactly.
It was the best show I think I've ever seen.
Wow.
It's just special. You know, you get to see someone who encapsulates New York. Billy Joel in Madison Square Garden, his 84th straight sellout of this residency run that he started, I think, back in 2014. Really something to behold.
Yeah, I was there last week or last month. You were there this month. He does it once a month. It's great. It's a special time. And did you make your way over into New Jersey to watch a little football?
I did. You know, of course, as the H&K NFL insider, I had to go and check out the action wherever it's nearest. So I took a trip to MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. Got my taste of some real authentic, you know, you hear about the people on Long Island and in Jersey, and I got to see them up close and personal. It was a learning experience. I've never seen a group of fans that crass, and they were giving it to anyone wearing a Dolphin shirt in attendance.
Well, and you saw the New York Jets, who have been down for so many years, and it just seemed like they couldn't get their act together. They actually looked really good on Sunday, defeating the Miami Dolphins, who a lot of people thought have a real shot at winning the AFC East this year. And now, of course, they don't have Tua on Miami, but still, it was an impressive win by the Jets.
Yeah, they didn't even have Teddy Bridgewater. They pulled him out after one pass attempt because the NFL has got the Dolphins under intense scrutiny ever since the Tua concussion protocol was possibly botched. So they had a third-string quarterback in there. The Jets found a way to take advantage. And how about this? This is the first time since either 14 or 15 that the Giants and Jets both have a winning record.
At the same time,
right? Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah. That is incredible. Well, yeah, a lot of interesting stuff going on throughout the National Football League. A lot of controversy about the roughing the passer calls that are taking place. Do you have any thoughts on is the NFL are they being a little too soft?
Yeah, I think they are at this point. You know, you got to just tell them they can't hit the quarterback. That way, the refs can't. It's not at their judgment and their discretion to possibly swing a game. It seems like there's no continuity in what's a foul one game, what's a penalty the next. You hit a quarterback, some quarterbacks can get hit more than, God forbid, you hit Brady.
Well, but Tom Brady, come on, guys. Now, Tom Brady is the greatest of all time.
So?
No, he is.
And he deserves a little extra protection.
No, he doesn't.
Well, Tom Brady did take hits back when the defenses were allowed to play, you know, 20 years ago. So he's one of the few that can actually take the hits. I don't know about now at 45, but.
Well, and of course, we saw the Carolina Panthers fired their head coach after Sunday, and they're going to somehow have to manage to get along for the next month or so without the services of Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, so I may surprise you here, but I will no longer be disparaging Baker Mayfield on the air after tonight.
Well, I'm sorry, we have a bad connection. What's going on?
Because, Michael, quite frankly, it's over. Old Johnny Hancock was right again, and I don't enjoy kicking a man when he's down. That's not who I am. I'm a positive vibes only guy, but unfortunately, I was proven unequivocally correct when I said that Baker is not a capable starting quarterback in the NFL. EPA plus CPOE, it's a stat that all these nerds and the sabermetric people love. He's 32 of 32 of all quarterbacks with 80 snaps this year, below Justin Fields, Carson Wentz, and Mitch Trubisky. It's over.
Do you think he never comes back? Do you think he starts to go the route of, who was the kid from Florida that everybody, Tebow? He kind of just fades off into irrelevancy.
Well, you know, unfortunately, I think he's a little bit better than Tim Tebow, but he'd be lucky to have the career Chase Daniel has had after this debacle of a season. And that's why, you know, I call a spade a spade. I give the best sports analysis since Mark May and Lou Holtz were on ESPN2. The Baker debate is over. I think it's case closed. And I don't know if there's anyone out there who disagrees with me that doesn't have a blood relation to the man.
Well, you know that what they say, John. If you can't kick a man when he's down, when can you kick him? I mean, really. That's the prime time to kick somebody.
You know, I'm a man of class and integrity. We're moving on to bigger and better targets like that fraud in Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence is now on officially on fraud watch.
He's on fraud watch.
He's the number one, was he not?
He was. They said he came in as the best prospect since Andrew Luck. And, you know, we'll see. But Jags have a little bit of hype behind him now. He fell short in the first game with those expectations, losing to Davis Mills, who, fun fact, still better than Baker Mayfield, 31 out of 32. That's the last jab.
Well, any surprise teams so far, 5 weeks into the season?
Yeah, so the Ravens, not really a surprise. 3-2, they've lost a couple games. They probably should have won. They were up big against the Dolphins and the Bills. I think they're the real deal. Surprising the AFC West, the Chiefs looks like they're going to run away with that thing. Chargers, if they get healthy, I think they'll be a capable team. But the Raiders just don't have it. And Russell Wilson may have the biggest albatross of a contract in the NFL.
Yeah.
He just signed that big deal with the Broncos, played in that abomination of a game on Thursday night, losing to Matt Ryan. So the Broncos, biggest surprise to me in terms of teams that are winning. Vikings at 4-1, not really a surprise, but I think the fact that they're poised to win the NFC North, which I did call out, we can check the tape on that. They're a surprise. And the New York Giants being 4-1, beating the Packers, big surprise there. Aaron Rodgers not able to get it done.
The Packers aren't going to be much this year, I don't think.
I don't think so. I think Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. We'll see.
But how about them Cowboys, fellas? I mean, they lose Dak Prescott. They're still keeping it together, though.
Yeah, Cooper Rush, that's what you want in a backup guy. He can come in, win you a few games. I wouldn't say that Dak's job should not be in jeopardy, but with Jerry Jones still calling the shots over there, you never know.
Well, it's hard to win three games in a row in the NFL Football League and people not think that, hey, wait a minute, maybe this guy's got it together. Think about our own situation with Trent Green and Kurt Warner. What came of it?
Yeah, I mean, there you go. Cooper Rush, it'd be a great story after all this if you get a guy named Cooper Rush leading Dallas back to prominence.
Before we let you go, Odell Beckham Jr. is still unsigned. Where do you think it makes sense for him to end up?
So there's been some whispers of him going back to New York. I think that could be definitely an interesting possibility, him reuniting with the Giants now that, you know, my boy, but the guy he wasn't too proud of or wasn't a fan of, Eli Manning, is gone. I think the Giants could definitely be an option for him. I think the Packers possibly. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if he'd want to go there, but they certainly need the help. So I think Giants, Packers, and obviously going back to the Rams could be a good spot.
What about the Bills?
I think him on the Bills, that feels like a game breaker. That high-powered offense, you give Josh Allen another weapon. Their biggest issue, though, is they need to figure out how to get a running game. I think Josh Allen's one of the few quarterbacks that can overcome not being able to do much on the ground, especially with his capability with the football, running downfield with his size and speed. But I think they need to figure out the running game.
Yeah, and I heard some speculation that Christian McCaffrey may be on the market.
Yeah, I did see that.
And he could end up with the Bills.
Yeah, that I think would be a much bigger addition than OBJ. You put McCaffrey in that offense, it's scary. And their defense has been very underrated this year. They're one of the best defenses, I think, at least before last week. Defense was actually outperforming their offense. So you had McCaffrey there. I think you got a real slugfest. They certainly have the talent to beat the Chiefs, but
Super Bowl
tough
bound
to go against Andy Reid.
Yes, Michael.
Sorry,
you were going to say.
Is it my turn?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, all right, before we let you go, what was your favorite song that Billy Joel sang?
It was tough. Scenes from an Italian
Restaurant, course.
Obviously.
Of course.
It was my favorite. And he nailed it like he always does. But he did the surprise, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. He did a cover.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did he do Summer Highland Falls?
He did not do Summer Highland Falls.
Yeah, he didn't win Michael one either.
No, he didn't do it.
That's not an easy piece to play.
You know,
I saw him do that in Wrigley, though.
Wow. Yeah. You know, he's one of those people. There's only four or five of them that you can go to a concert and you will know every song that is played.
Yeah.
Kind of like going to an Elton John concert. Every song that is played, you're going to know it. You can sit there for 2.5 hours and know every song, right, Junior?
Yeah, as long as it's a clean Uber and nothing gets left behind.
He's John Hancock from Chicago. Where are you off to this weekend? Any place fun?
I'll be in the Windy City this weekend. We'll see.
Soldier Field in the offing?
Definitely going to check out a game at Soldier Field. Bears, winning record. We'll see what happens.
We will indeed. That's John Hancock, our NFL insider. When we come back, I've got this fascinating concept that I heard about over the weekend for a reform in the restaurant industry. We'll talk about that next on KMOX.
Great tune.
It is a great tune.
A bottle of whites, a bottle of red.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on KMOX.
Gorgeous. I do. Well, I used to. I don't know if I could right now.
You've got your right hand and your left hand doing two different things, right?
Like yeah.
Going up and the other one's going down?
Yeah. It's, I mean, that's fairly common. But, I mean, this is a beautiful piece of music.
Yeah.
And a gorgeous melody for the
I think it is my
here.
Favorite of Billy Joel's songs.
Yeah. Deals with his...
depression.
Yeah.
His whole life battle with depression.
The highs and lows and all
that. That's why half of it goes up and half of it goes
there
down
you
at
go.
The same time. See, that's what, something that is so incredible to me about you musicians, that you're able to make your hands do two different things.
Well, you got two sides of the brain out there, buddy. You got the left side over here.
I understand,
and you got the right side over there.
You're talented in your ability to do that. Drummers impress the heck out of me too, because I don't know how they can keep time when their hands and their feet are going at different pace.
Well, it's just, you just do it. You know?
Well, that's...
I play the drums as well.
You just do it. Okay. Well, that's why I think that's somebody who's really talented
people
says.
Can do incredible things with proper training. And it's like anything else. You've got to spend so much time doing something to get really good at it. And it's a, it's a... These guys playing baseball right now.
You know what I'm good at?
They've spent 10,000 hours, playing
True.
Baseball.
You know what I'm good at?
What's that?
Eating.
Yeah, I'm a good eater.
And you stumbled upon something that sounds really cool to me.
Yeah. So, during the pandemic, all of us got used to carry out, that you'd go to the restaurant, you'd pick up your food, you'd bring it home. Within the last 10 years, maybe less, these companies, whether it's DoorDash or Uber Eats, they'll go pick your food up for you and deliver it to your home. And, it has, in a sense, revolutionized the food business. One of the issues, one of the challenges with carryout is that by the time you get the food from the restaurant to your home, whether you're doing it through a service like a DoorDash or whether you're going and picking it up yourself, the food's not going to be quite as hot.
Right.
Not going to be quite as fresh. And there's certain food items that you really can't order that way. I'm thinking about salmon, fish, it just doesn't travel well. And so this guy who used to run the logistics for Walmart, he left that business years ago. He started, 6 or 7 businesses. I've heard him interviewed. And he's got this concept that he's trying out right now in northern New Jersey, where basically he partners with a restaurant, Bobby Flay Steak.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so the menu from Bobby Flay Steak is on one of these trucks. And he's got 20 trucks. 20 different restaurants that you can choose from, and you order off the menu. And what they do is they prepare the food up to a certain point and then load it on the truck. The driver of the, and it's a truck, it's like a
conversion truck.
Yeah, about the size of one of those large Mercedes trucks that you'll see.
And Sprinter van.
Yeah, that's right. And so they've got an oven in there, they've got stove in there, they got the food that's par baked ready, and the driver is the chef.
Wow.
And so you order through the app, this car drives, parks in front of your house, and then they finish off the food. If it's a steak, they finish, and if you want it medium rare, they know what button to push on the oven there, or on the stove, or I guess it's the oven where they finish it. And you get all the sides, and you are literally eating Bobby Flay Steak in your home, and it's piping hot, fresh, right out of the truck. I mean, it's finished and delivered to your door within a minute.
Well, it is an incredible concept. It really is. I wonder how cost-effective it is. It sounds Pretty expensive.
Well, it depends on the restaurant. So right. he partners with 20 different restaurants, and they've got all styles. The Taqueria del Taco, a taco bar. Sri Pry Phi, a Vietnamese place. They've got Frankie Sputino from Brooklyn is one of their... Estelle and Jeannie's. You know, so they've got all these different restaurants. So the prices vary. Their average ticket is about $74.
Okay.
Which is like eating out.
Totally.
You know, and this has been, it's good food delivered to you. The company is called Wonder, Inc. And I don't know. I think these people that come up with these really creative ideas.
Right.
Have always fascinated me because they revolutionize and change the world. This guy, I think, is onto something here that could go. So he's got 20 trucks in his test market. He's got 170-some employees. They've got one central kitchen where they prepare everything. They load up the trucks, send them out on the street. And the app, it's like an Uber where the closest truck to the house that orders is, boom, is there.
That's incredible. It is a spectacular idea. And if you think about it, it's a pretty simple idea, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure part of this idea came from him, from either going to restaurants and then all of a sudden doing Uber Eats. And then, man, my favorite restaurant food shows up cold. There's got to be another way to do this. I mean, that's what's amazing about inventors is they're able to take the most benign parts of life and find a new way to
Here's
make it
a problem.
Easier.
How do you solve it?
Right.
And that's basically, you know, what he's done. And I didn't catch all of the other businesses that he started, but there's been a number of them. And
imagine doing logistics for Walmart.
Yeah.
Amazon, Walmart. There's some major logistics there.
Well, the thing about Walmart that is, I find so fascinating, they have little to nothing in storage in the store.
Right.
Everything is delivered in real time as needed. I mean, to do that on the number of locations that they have so that they're not carrying a bunch of inventory is remarkable. And, you know, it makes that business that's already wildly profitable even more profitable by not having to house all that extra inventory.
There was a book that someone recommended to me. It's called Lean, and it was written in focus on Toyota, when Toyota first emerged in the 80s.
Yep.
And the Japanese spent a lot of time and focus concentrated on how do we stop wasted movements of our employees.
Yeah.
So maybe the guy whose job it was to screw on the tire was, you know, what can we do? So that things like getting him a chair that he could roll on, and then his lug nuts were always where they were supposed to be, and the grill was supposed to be.
Such an important thing to have your lug nuts where they're supposed to be.
But yeah, I get you, true. But and you would think, well, okay, so you're making that one individual's process lean. But that's the whole model. So everything related to the Toyota building model is how can you do this less, more effectively, and with more quality? And it's being emulated in businesses all over the country now. I know it's huge in aerospace, and it's huge in a lot of places. But there's just a person who kind of saw something and said, hey, some wasted motion here, let's fix it. And if you do that, enough dominoes tip, it saves you a lot of money.
Well, and productivity is such an important thing in the business sector and manufacturing because time literally is money. And so you're constantly looking for ways to increase productivity. The American worker really is unrivaled in the world, I think, in terms of their capacity to increase those efficiencies, and it's one of the reasons why I think the products made here generally are very, very good. Now, the auto industry got a little soft in this country back in the 1970s, really opened the door for the Toyotas and at the time Datsun to come into this market. And they were selling at the time, I think a lot of American consumers believe those Japanese automobiles were better made. And I don't think that's the case now. But that certainly was at one time.
Well, I know it was definitely a narrative that was out there. But when you see the wages of employees.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Can you play this?
Gorgeous. I do. Well, I used to. I don't know if I could right now.
You've got your right hand and your left hand doing two different things, right?
Like
going up and the other one's going down?
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's fairly common. But, I mean, this is a beautiful piece of music.
Yeah.
Man, a gorgeous melody for the
I think it is my
here.
Favorite of Billy Joel's songs.
Yeah. Deals with his...
depression.
Yeah.
His whole life battle with depression.
The highs and lows and all
that. That's why half of it goes up and half of it goes
there
down
you
at
go.
The same time. See, that's what, something that is so incredible to me about you musicians, that you're able to make your hands do two different things.
Hey, you got two sides of the brain out there, buddy. You got the left side over here.
I understand,
here, and
you got
the right side over there.
You're talented in your ability to do that. Drummers impress the heck out of me too, because I don't know how they can keep time when their hands and their feet are going at different pace.
Well, it's just, you just do it. You know?
Well, that's...
I play the drums as well.
You just do it. Okay. Well, that's why I think that's really talented
people
says.
Can do incredible things with proper training. And it's like anything else. You've got to spend so much time doing something to get really good at it. And it's a, you know, it's a mad... These guys playing baseball right now.
You know what I'm good at?
You know, they've spent 10,000 hours, playing baseball.
You know what I'm good at?
What's that?
Eating.
Yeah, I'm a good eater.
And you stumbled upon something that sounds really cool to me.
Yeah. So, you know, during the pandemic, all of us got used to carry out, you know, that you'd go to the restaurant, you'd pick up your food, you'd bring it home. Within the last 10 years, maybe less, these companies, whether it's DoorDash or Uber Eats, they'll go pick your food up for you and deliver it to your home. And, you know, it has, in a sense, revolutionized the food business. One of the issues, one of the challenges with carryout is that by the time you get the food from the restaurant to your home, whether you're doing it through a service like a DoorDash or whether you're going and picking it up yourself, you know, the food's not going to be quite as hot.
Right.
Not going to be quite as fresh. And there's certain food items that you really can't order that way. I'm thinking about salmon, fish, you know, it just doesn't travel well. And so this guy who used to run the logistics for Walmart, he left that business years ago. He started, I don't know, six or seven businesses. I've heard him interviewed. And he's got this concept that he's trying out right now in northern New Jersey, where basically he partners with a restaurant, Bobby Flay Steak.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so the menu from Bobby Flay Steak is on one of these trucks. And he's got 20 trucks, 20 different restaurants that you can choose from. And you order off the menu. And what they do is they prepare the food up to a certain point and then load it on the truck. The driver of the, and it's a truck, it's like a
conversion truck.
Yeah, yeah. About the size of one of those large Mercedes trucks that you'll see.
And printer van.
Yeah. That's right. And so they've got an oven in there, they got stove in there, they got the food that's par baked ready. And the driver is the chef.
Wow.
And so you order through the app, this car drives, it parks in front of your house. And then they finish off the food. If it's a steak, they finish. And if you want it medium rare, they know what button to push on the oven there or on the stove.
Uh-huh.
Or I guess it's the oven where they finish it. And you get all the sides. And you are literally eating Bobby Flay Steak in your home. And it's piping hot, fresh, right out of the truck. I mean, it's finished and delivered to your door within a minute.
Well, it is an incredible concept. It really is. I wonder how cost-effective it is. It sounds pretty expensive.
Well, it depends on the restaurant. So he partners with 20 different restaurants, and they've got all styles. The Taqueria del Taco, a taco bar. Sri Pry Phi, a Vietnamese place. They've got Frankie Sputino from Brooklyn is one of their... Estelle and Genie's.
Okay.
You know, so they've got all these different restaurants. So the prices vary. Their average ticket is about $74.
Okay.
Which is... like eating out.
Totally.
You know, and this has been, it's good food delivered to you. The company is called Wonder, Inc. And I don't know. I think these people that come up with these really creative ideas.
Right.
Have always fascinated me because they revolutionize and change the world. This guy, I think, is onto something here that could go. So he's got 20 trucks in his test market. He's got 170 some employees. They've got one central kitchen where they prepare everything. They load up the trucks, send them out on the street, and the app, it's like an Uber where the closest truck to the house that orders is boom, is there.
That's incredible. It is a spectacular idea. And if you think about it, it's a pretty simple idea, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure part of this idea came from him, from either going to restaurants and then all of a sudden doing Uber Eats and then, man, my favorite restaurant food shows up cold. There's got to be another way to do this. I mean, that's what's amazing about inventors is they're able to take the most benign parts of life and find a new way to
make it
easier.
Here's a problem. How do you solve it?
Right.
And that's basically, you know, what he's done. And I didn't catch all of the other businesses that he started, but there's been a number of them. And
imagine doing logistics for Walmart.
Yeah.
Amazon, Walmart. There's some major logistics there.
Well, the thing about Walmart that is, I find so fascinating, they have little to nothing in storage in the store.
Right.
Everything is delivered in real time as needed. I mean, to do that on the number of locations that they have so that they're not carrying a bunch of inventory is remarkable. And... you know, it makes that business that's already wildly profitable even more profitable by not having to house all that extra inventory.
There was a book that someone recommended to me. It's called Lean, and it was written in focus on Toyota, when Toyota first emerged in the 80s.
Yep.
And the Japanese spent a lot of time and focus concentrated on how do we stop wasted movements of our employees.
Yeah.
So maybe the guy whose job it was to screw on the tire was, you know, what can we do? So that things like getting him a chair that he could roll on, and then his lug nuts were always where they were supposed to be, and the grill was supposed to be.
Such an important thing to have your lug nuts where they're supposed to be.
But, I mean, yeah, I get you, true. But and you would think, well, okay, so you're making that one individual's process lean. But that's the whole model. So everything related to the Toyota building model is how can you do this less, more effectively, and with more quality? And it's being emulated in businesses all over the country now. I know it's huge in aerospace, and it's huge in a lot of places. But there's just a person who kind of saw something and said, hey, some wasted motion here, let's fix it. And if you do that, enough dominoes tip, it saves you a lot of money.
Well, and productivity is such an important thing in the business sector and manufacturing, because time literally is money. And so you're constantly looking for ways to increase productivity. The American worker really is unrivaled in the world, I think, in terms of their capacity to increase those efficiencies. And it's one of the reasons why I think the products made here generally are very, very good. Now, the auto industry got a little soft in this country back in the 1970s, really opened the door for the Toyotas and at the time Datsun to come into this market. And they were selling at the time, I think a lot of American consumers believe those Japanese automobiles were better made. And I don't think that's the case now, but that certainly was at one time.
Well, I know it was definitely a narrative that was out there, but when you see the wages of employees to CEOs in the United States in comparison to what you see in other countries, though, they're far better rewarded in other countries than they are here.
Yeah, but our folks that make cars are doing pretty well. They're doing pretty well.
Hey, we lost somebody today, Angela Lansbury. Yeah. I know her from a couple different things. We're going to talk a little bit about some of what she was in. I want to look up how old she was, and we'll talk about Angela Lansbury after this on KMOX.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly, sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference, on News Radio 1120, KMOX.
I remember this show when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I think it came on after 60 Minutes.
Yeah, a very popular show. Ran for 12 seasons, which is one of the longest-running detective shows and one of the most popular detective shows in the history of American television.
One of the greatest jokes of all time, if Angela Lansbury shows up at your house, close the door.
Yeah.
So she'd show up every week and somebody was going to die.
Murder, She Wrote was the name of that show. And, you know, this remarkable career, this 96-year-old woman who was just a few weeks older than Queen Elizabeth. And she survived beyond Elizabeth. She knew Queen Elizabeth, did Angela Lansbury.
Really?
Yeah, she was born in central London. And to a very upper middle class family, and it was part of British society there, and just developed this passion for acting and got her first job at the age of 16. She had to lie about her age to get a job at the club at Montreal. And what's so many remarkable things about this career of Angela Lansbury, but think about the actors and actresses who have made it on Broadway, film,
right,
and television. All, and she's a singer. She was noted for her musical theater as well. I mean, a truly remarkable talent on the stage.
Right, and we all know her from Murder, She Wrote, and then, of course, back in the day, she was in A Streetcar Named Desire
on Broadway
and stuff like that. But she was even in Disney movies later in life. I mean, she's the voice of Beauty and the Beast.
Yep.
She sings the song.
Yeah, she was in Bedknobs and Broomsticks in 1971. You go back to the 1940s, she was nominated for a couple of Academy Awards in Gaslight and The Picture of Dorian Gray. She was in National Velvet. Big pictures throughout the course of the history of American film. And just a truly remarkable career. And the other thing, she was a brilliant businesswoman. She took ownership of Murder, She Wrote for the last four seasons. She owned the show, the production company. Yeah.
And, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and she was...
How do you know all this?
Well, you know, people die, you read.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
But you've
fan
been
of,
with me. When did you have time to read about Angela Lansbury?
You know, it's just one of those things. You kind of pick up some things every now and then, you know. I
spent a little time over at Friendship Village, kind of had you thinking old people stuff. You were... You spent a little time in a library, did you? Use the old Dewey Decimal and looked up a little bit.
The
huh?
old card catalog, Michael, and you go right to the book on the shelf, and that's the way it works.
Do you think they teach the Dewey Decimal in school anymore?
I doubt it.
I can't imagine they do.
I don't even teach cursive writing anymore, I don't think.
I don't believe that.
Well,
how are you supposed to write thank you notes?
It's difficult.
Yeah, because
they're called thank you emails now.
No, see, I thank don't believe text. In that. Yes, I sure. But if somebody goes out of the way and does something special for you,
yeah.
or you have a connection,
yeah.
there's nothing more touching and heartfelt to me than a handwritten note.
I agree.
But you don't get many anymore these days, do you?
No, you really don't. And I, you know, I've saved a few that I've gotten over the years. I don't know where they are, but I saved them at the time.
My mother is the biggest stickler on this. I mean, if I sneeze, she'll send me a card saying God bless you, and it's a handwritten note. And behind my desk at my office, because she ingrained this in all of us kids now, is one drawer. And if I open it up, John, I'm not lying. It's a 4 or 5 inch stack worth of thank you notes that have been sent to me by family members.
Wow.
As a result of learning this skill from my folks.
Wow. Well, it's a very, very fine skill, and a lot of kids today aren't in the habit of doing so. And I was talking to my daughter recently, and she all of her baby shower thank you notes that she had,
right.
And she worked through all of that after the birth of young Tula. Georgianne is plowing through her thank you notes now for all the kind people like yourself who brought dinner.
Oh, you're making her write thank you notes?
She's doing it on her own.
Really?
Yeah. And
do you have to set her up? Are we still in a situation where you have to like set her up and she sits in one spot and
She goes from her chair to the sofa. She goes to the sofa to elevate and ice and the chair to do her exercises. She had knee replacement surgery. So, but she's doing so much better. It'll be 4 weeks Thursday since the surgery, and she's doing well. I mean, she's up and about and needs me less and less. I still have, a number of chores I've got to do.
Well, you'll have one this evening, won't you?
I got to walk the dog when I get home at 10:30. Fortunately,
what does the dog think when you want to go for a walk at 10:30? Does he look at you like, what are we doing?
Oh, no, he loves going for a walk. And
really?
In fact, that's why we do it. I mean, because his whole little life would be so less rich if he didn't have his walks.
How many times a day does he walk?
Just one with me. Jan was walking him twice a day. I just can't.
But you got such a big, beautiful backyard. He likes it out there, right?
Oh, yeah, we go out in the backyard. Yeah. But the walk is, the exercise. He likes to sniff, and he smells all the other dogs. And
there's
something about it.
Oh, boy. And then probably hops on people when they walk by, et cetera.
This one person that lives in our neighborhood, and I don't know. It's got to be the smell.
Something's not going on there.
He loses his mind. Nice person.
Really?
But he loses his mind.
Dogs usually know. That's what they all bark at me. Did you always have a dog?
Pretty much. I mean, once the kids got old enough, we did.
When you were growing up, did you
have
a dog?
I had a dog, yeah.
I did, too.
Cisco.
Cisco?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd that dumb name come
from? Well, that's what her name was when we got her. And so Cisco was a Cairn Terrier, which was like Toto, and the Wizard of Oz was a Cairn Terrier.
Okay.
And great little dog, meanest snot, though.
Yeah, the little dogs are the ones who seem to think that they're the biggest, baddest dudes on the planet.
Yeah, and Cisco would bite you, man. She bit the next-door neighbor one time. Oof, man, that was not good.
Well, you had a dog bite you.
That was Brownie the dog. Yeah, my dog.
And this was a dog you went and got.
Yeah, we got for free.
well,
the dog was at Queenie Park. We got it for free. I think it had to be part coyote. Anyway, he snipped at the kids once, and that should have been the tell,
Uh-huh.
And so I'm sitting at dinner one night. We get finished with dinner. I've got a blue chair in the kitchen. I go over and sit in the blue chair, and I'm opening up the mail.
Uh-huh.
And Brownie jumps up on the table and grabs one of Mary Catherine's toys off the kitchen table.
Right.
So what the kids and Georgianne did whenever Brownie would misbehave like that is they'd give him peanut butter, and he'd drop the toy, and, terrible, terrible
right.
lesson for the dog.
Reinforcing bad behaviors.
Yeah. So, yes.
But it's effective.
Yeah.
It is effective.
So I'm in there all by myself, just me and Brownie, and he's playing with his toy that he's not supposed to have, and I said, put it down, Brownie. And he looks up at me, He's not growling, nothing. Uh-huh. So I go over there, I get down on a knee, and I loop my fingers under his collar, and I said, or her collar, I think it was, I can't remember.
Right.
I said, Brownie, we will sit here all night until
Lord.
You put that toy down.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there, and out of nowhere, like a lightning bolt, this dog leaps and bites me in the face and almost took my entire bottom lip off. And
this is a true story.
225 stitches later, painful. painful stitches.
You had to go, isn't that like plastic surgery?
Yeah, it was plastic, yes. Yes.
Has to be.
Yeah, because they have to sew each layer, otherwise you're going to be scarred permanently.
Yeah.
I had a very good surgeon. I happen to know a guy through politics. He was a donor. And all he does is faces and hands. That's all he does. He's a plastic surgeon. And so I got to the ER, and I had my BlackBerry at the time, I guess, and I typed up his name and showed it to the nurse said, this is who I want, you know. So they called him. He was at home, of course, night.
Right.
And he said, yes, get over to my office right away. And he sewed on me for hours, and it was painful, man, because there's very little they can give you to numb that lip area.
Right.
And, yeah, that was a bad experience.
That's miserable. I live in a building where out the back of our building, there's I guess you call it a dog park. It's like this little fenced in area that everybody takes their dogs.
Full of poop, probably.
Well, they have cleanup area. Yeah. I stay away from it. That's all I can tell you. But this one dog that lives on my floor, I'm always up about 5:45 in the morning. My eyes just pop open.
Wow.
Doesn't matter where I'm at. Doesn't matter what I'm doing, my eyes pop open.
You've never used an alarm clock either?
No, never used an alarm clock. And I would love to sleep in. Trust me, I'd love to sleep in. But every morning at 6:03, when the people are walking by, that dog will go by my door and go, roar! And I can hear it all the way through my house. And I'm like, well, I guess it's 6 o'clock. I'll go start the coffee if I was John Hancock. Which, by the way, I weaned myself off of coffee.
I hear that.
I had my first cup of coffee this past weekend. It messed me up.
Really?
I was afraid to drive for an hour. I was so doggone wired. That's 1 hour, brother.
That's Michael Kelly. I'm John Hancock. We will always look forward to our weekly visits with Sean Michael Lyle. That's just around the corner. What's trending with Braxton Payne as well? We're getting along swimmingly with each and every one of you 12 people out there. We'll be back after the news here on KMOX.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly, sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference, on News Radio 1120, KMOX.
I remember this show when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I think it came on after 60 Minutes.
Yeah, a very popular show. Ran for 12 seasons, which is one of the longest-running detective shows and one of the most popular detective shows in the history of American television.
One of the greatest jokes of all time, if Angela Lansbury shows up at your house, close the door.
Yeah, yeah.
She'd show up every week and somebody was going to die.
Murder, She Wrote was the name of that show. And, you know, this remarkable career, this 96-year-old woman who was just a few weeks older than Queen Elizabeth. And she survived beyond Elizabeth. She knew Queen Elizabeth, did Angela Lansbury.
Really?
Yeah, she was born in central London. And to a very upper middle class family, and it was part of British society there, and just developed this passion for acting and got her first job at the age of 16. She had to lie about her age to get a job at the club at Montreal. And what's so many remarkable things about this career of Angela Lansbury, but think about the actors and actresses who have made it on Broadway, film,
right,
and television. All, and she's a singer. She was noted for her musical theater as well. I mean, a truly remarkable talent on the stage.
Right, and we all know her from Murder, She Wrote, and then, of course, back in the day, she was in A Streetcar Named Desire
on Broadway
and stuff like that. But she was even in Disney movies later in life. I mean, she's the voice of Beauty and the Beast.
Yep.
She sings the song.
Yeah, she was in Bedknobs and Broomsticks in 1971. You go back to the 1940s, she was nominated for a couple of Academy Awards in Gaslight and The Picture of Dorian Gray. She was in National Velvet. Big pictures throughout the course of the history of American film, and just a truly remarkable career. And the other thing, she was a brilliant businesswoman. She took ownership of Murder, She Wrote for the last four seasons. She owned the show, the production company. Yeah.
And, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and she was...
How do you know all this?
Well, you know, people die, you read.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
But you've
fan
been
of,
with me. When did you have time to read about Angela Lansbury?
You know, it's just one of those things. You kind of pick up some things every now and then, you know.
Spent a little time over at Friendship Village, kind of had you thinking old people stuff. You were... You spent a little time in a library, did you? Use the old Dewey Decimal and looked up a little bit.
The
huh?
old card catalog, Michael, and you go right to the book on the shelf, and that's the way it works.
Do you think they teach the Dewey Decimal in school anymore?
I doubt it.
I can't imagine they do.
I don't even teach cursive writing anymore, I don't think.
I don't believe that.
Well,
how are you supposed to write thank you notes?
It's difficult.
Yeah, because
they're called thank you emails now.
No, see, I thank don't believe
texts.
In that. But if somebody goes out of the way and does something special for you,
yeah.
or you have a connection,
yeah.
there's nothing more touching and heartfelt to me than a handwritten note.
I agree.
But you don't get many anymore these days, do you?
No, you really don't. And I've saved a few that I've gotten over the years. I don't know where they are, but I saved them at the time.
My mother is the biggest stickler on this. I mean, if I sneeze, she'll send me a card saying, God bless you. And it's a handwritten note. And behind my desk at my office, because she ingrained this in all of us kids now, is one drawer. And if I open it up, John, I'm not lying. It's a 4 or 5 inch stack worth of thank you notes that have been sent to me by family members.
Wow.
As a result of learning this skill from my folks.
Wow. Well, it's a very, very fine skill, and a lot of kids today aren't in the habit of doing so. And, I was talking to my daughter recently, and she, all of her baby shower thank you notes that she had,
right.
And she worked through all of that after the birth of young Tula. Georgianne is plowing through her thank you notes now for all the kind people like yourself who brought dinner.
Oh, you're making her write thank you notes?
She's doing it on her own.
Really?
Yeah. And
do you have to set her up? Are we still in a situation where you have to, like, set her up and she sits in one spot and
She goes from her chair to the sofa. She goes to the sofa to elevate and ice and the chair to do her exercises. She had knee replacement surgery. So, but she's doing so much better. It'll be 4 weeks Thursday since the surgery, and she's doing well. I mean, she's up and about and needs me less and less. I still have, a number of chores I've got to do.
Well, you'll have one this evening, won't you?
I got to walk the dog when I get home at 10:30. Fortunately,
what does the dog think when you want to go for a walk at 10:30? Does he look at you like, what are we doing?
Oh, no, he loves going for a walk. And
really?
In fact, that's why we do it. I mean, because his whole little life would be so less rich if he didn't have his walks.
How many times a day does he walk?
Just one with me. Jan was walking him twice a day.
But you got such a big, beautiful backyard. He likes it out there, right?
Oh, no, yeah, we go out in the backyard. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
But the walk is, the exercise. He likes to sniff, and he smells all the other dogs. And
there's
something about it.
Oh, boy. And then probably hops on people when they walk by, et cetera.
This one person that lives in our neighborhood, and I don't know. It's got to be the smell.
Something's not going on there.
He loses his mind. Nice person.
Really?
But he loses his mind.
Dogs usually know.
Yeah.
That's what they all bark at me. Did you always have a dog?
Pretty much. I mean, once the kids got old enough, we did.
When you were growing up, did you
I
have
had
a dog?
Dog? Yeah.
I did, too.
Cisco.
Cisco?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd that dumb name come from?
Well, that's what her name was when we got her. And so Cisco was a Cairn Terrier, which was like Toto, and the Wizard of Oz was a Cairn Terrier.
Okay.
And great little dog, mean as snot, though.
Yeah, the little dogs are the ones who seem to think that they're the biggest, baddest dudes on the planet.
Yeah, and Cisco would bite you, man. She bit the next-door neighbor one time. Oof, man, that was not good.
Well, you had a dog bite you.
That was Brownie the dog. Yeah, my dog.
And this was a dog you went and got.
Yeah, we got for free.
well,
the dog was at Queenie Park. We got it for free. I think it had to be part coyote. Anyway, he snipped at the kids once, and that should have been the tell,
Uh-huh.
And so I'm sitting at dinner one night. We get finished with dinner. I've got a blue chair in the kitchen. I go over and sit in the blue chair, and I'm opening up the mail.
Uh-huh.
And Brownie jumps up on the table and grabs one of Mary Catherine's toys off the kitchen table.
Right.
So what the kids and Georgianne did whenever Brownie would misbehave like that is they'd give him peanut butter, and he'd drop the toy, and, terrible, terrible
right.
lesson for the dog.
Reinforcing bad behaviors.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But it's effective.
Yeah.
It is effective.
So I'm in there all by myself, just me and Brownie, and he's playing with his toy that he's not supposed to have, and I said, put it down, Brownie. And he looks up at me, He's not growling. Nothing.
Uh-huh.
So I go over there, I get down on a knee, and I loop my fingers under his collar, and I said, or her collar, I think it was, I can't remember.
Right.
I said, Brownie, We will sit here all night you put that toy down.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there. And out of nowhere, like a lightning bolt, this dog leaps and bites me in the face and almost took my entire bottom lip off. And
this is a true story.
225 stitches later, painful stitches.
You had to go, isn't that like plastic surgery?
Yeah, it was plastic, yes.
Has to be.
Yeah, because they have to sew each layer, otherwise you're going to be scarred permanently.
Yeah.
I had a very good surgeon. I happen to know a guy through politics. He was a donor. And all he does is faces and hands. That's all he does. He's a plastic surgeon. And so I got to the ER, and I had my BlackBerry at the time, I guess, and I typed up his name and showed it to the nurse said, this is who I want, you know.
Uh-huh.
So they called him. He was at home, of course, night.
Right.
And he said, yes, get over to my office right away. And he sewed on me for hours, and it was painful, man, because there's very little they can give you to numb that lip area.
Right.
And, yeah, that was a bad experience.
That's miserable. I live in a building where out the back of our building, there's I guess you call it a dog park. It's like this little fenced in area that everybody takes their dogs.
Full of poop, probably.
They have cleanup area. Yeah. I stay away from it. That's all I can tell you. But this one dog that lives on my floor, I'm always up about 5:45 in the morning. My eyes just pop open.
Wow.
Doesn't matter where I'm at. Doesn't matter what I'm doing, my eyes pop open.
You've never used an alarm clock either?
No, never used an alarm clock. And I would love to sleep in. Trust me, I'd love to sleep in. But every morning at 6:03, when the people are walking by, that dog will go by my door and go, roar! And I can hear it all the way through my house. And I'm like, well, I guess it's 6 o'clock. I'll go start the coffee if I was John Hancock. Which, by the way, I weaned myself off of coffee.
I hear that.
I had my first cup of coffee this past weekend. It messed me up.
Really?
I was afraid to drive for an hour. I was so doggone wired. That's 1 hour, brother.
That's Michael Kelly. I'm John Hancock. We will always look forward to our weekly visits with Sean Michael Lyle. That's just around the corner. What's trending with Braxton Payne as well? We're getting along swimmingly with each and every one of you 12 people out there. We'll be back after the news here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.